tonight. A fair old show, actually. I'll tell you all about it. There's plenty, in a word, coming up. We're going to foreign climes with Andy Mossack, importantly. Where in the world is he? Roving travel reporter, brackets, at his own expense, before you think anything. So about half an hour, I've got one clue. I don't know where he is, but he's got one clue, which I'll share with you, and then we'll try and narrow it down to the man himself. About it. It's time for clue number one for Andy Mossack. I'm only about 10 minutes late. I do apologise for this. Now, all of the numbers for the Sit Sounds I've given out several times are also valid for this. Our roving travel reporter is back on the road now in March. He is somewhere in the world. Now, I can narrow it down because I've got a couple of clues. One now, one after the 11 o'clock news, and the man himself for the full travel log at 11:15. This is clue number one. I'll just say I've no idea about this. This week, I'm in a country that lies directly on the equator at a latitude of exactly 0 degrees. It is famously known as one of the world's major coffee producers, but despite this, most of the people here drink only tea. Country lies directly on the equator. Famous for one of the world's major coffee producers, despite this, most of the people here only drink tea. 81333. R-U-S-S. If you think any of those clues ring true for you, think, well, okay, coffee producer, it's on the equator. 81333-R-U-S-S. Also, 0345-303-3333. Fat Larry's Band and Zoom. So we've had clue number one for Andy Mossack. Coffee producing country right on the equator. There is another clue coming up in about 5 minutes after the headlines and the weather updates. Francisco! Where in the world is Andy Mossack? Sunning himself somewhere exotic while we freeze, I expect. Well, the equator. That's all we need to know, really, isn't it? Oh, and a good evening to you. Thank you so much for your company. Lots of good Sit Sounds to come. I'm going to wrap that up very, very soon. Songs for the Snowy Wedding, which happened yesterday. It's extraordinary pictures. So nice to everyone raising the shovels for a guard of honour. Tonight, though, we do have Andy Mossack in the next half hour. And I've given you one clue already. I do have another, which I'll give you now. No early clues for the rewind, because it's Mossack night. Susan in Halifax. Is Andy in Brazil? Good first guess. Based on the coffee reference, I would have thought there. Iris in Woodsets as well, saying, Brazil? It might be, like I say, I've no idea. Here's the second clue. It's not Brazil, I can tell you that. Here's the clue. This country became independent from Britain in 1964. It has world-class long-distance runners, become Olympic champions numerous times, and its annual wildebeest migration is one of the greatest natural phenomena anywhere in the world. So it's not Brazil. Because Brazil, of course, was in the Portuguese Empire. Country became independent of Britain in 64. World-class long-distance runners, Olympic champions numerous times, wildebeest migration. Oof, where do you think then? I mean, it's Africa, isn't it? I mean, it has to be Africa. But where exactly in Africa? I don't really know. That's why I need your help. 81333 and R-U-S-S at the start. 81333-R-U-S-S 0345-303-3333. For the next 10 minutes, possibly longer, it's time to take a trip somewhere in the world. And we always say, good evening, Andy Mossack.
Good evening, the nation.
Good evening, the nation. There we go. We're doing all right, but we're not doing that well. Now, I've...
Oh, you're all right. You're all right.
I'm all right, my friend. Are you okay?
Yes, yes. I mean, talk about the beast from the east. I really sympathise with you, but I'm surrounded by a different type of beast.
Okay, now here are the guesses that we've had. We had Pam in the Louth Bunch thinking you're in Zambia. Now, I'm going to go with the weight of public opinion here. More of that. That's coming up. Gary in Shire Green going for Kenya. Tom Doddington Park saying Kenya. Ian in Chesterfield, the same. Rod in North Highcombe, he's going for Kenya. Dave in Huddersfield saying, is it Nairobi, of course, the capital of Kenya? Norma suggesting Zimbabwe. But Colin in Bournemouth saying it's Kenya. Tanzania, says Chris in Chesterfield. Chile, Lynn shouts up with. Iris in Woodsets is going for Kenya. We just had that one's literally come through. Biker Tony in Gaul saying, we're going for Kenya. Andy, are we right?
Absolutely bang on.
Hooray!
Yes, it is. Yay!
Of course, we nailed it. So you're on the equator, my friend.
I am, yeah. Kenya in East Africa. Below Ethiopia and above Tanzania. So Tanzania wasn't too far away. But, you know, Russ, this is a bucket list adventure. And I've got to say, it is a bucket list. It's an extraordinary country, mate. I mean, it's even more extraordinary because I'm speaking to you tonight from the middle of the legendary Masai Mara. You know, I mean, what technology surrounded by this 1,500 square miles of savannah. It really is a remarkable place. And, you know, Kenya is home to the big five.
Yeah,
elephant, lion, rhino, leopard.
It has absolutely everything. Everything, I would say that, I don't think it's too much of an under or an overstatement here, but when you say to somebody, describe, you know, wild Africa, where the creatures roam, people picture the Masai Mara, they picture Kenya, don't they?
Absolutely. It is, yeah. It's amazing. But, you know, you have a choice because Mombasa is on the coast alongside the Indian Ocean on the right-hand side of Africa, and it's got its beach attractions. But I've been looking at something else. I've been looking at Kenya's interior. So what we've done is we're exploring, really, a three-center adventure, Fairmont to a three-center adventure. And so it's really Nairobi, the capital. Uh-huh. As you mentioned, then a quick interior flight, a 12-seater Cessna, across to the foothills of Mount Kenya, the legendary Mount Kenya. It's the second highest mountain after Kilimanjaro. And then the Masai Mara, as I said, you know, the miles of savannah. So I'd just like to do a quick, paint a little picture in each, if I, you know, just whiz around the country for you.
Okay, let's start in Nairobi then, shall we? The capital.
Yeah. Now, Nairobi, it's a destination, to be honest. It's been overlooked a lot because a lot of people use it just as a dropping off point, you know, to go off to experience the rest of Kenya. And really, it's a shame because it's buzzing nightlife. The art scene here is exploding. And there's some fantastic restaurants, very inexpensive. But best of all, it's got wildlife on the doorstep, which just seems to be believed. I mean, I kid you not, came out of the airport terminal on our way into town. The first roundabout, there's a herd of zebra grazing at the roundabout. You know, unbelievable.
Wow.
Who would think?
Oh, wow.
There's a giraffe park here. Fantastic giraffes. They wander in. They're not in cages or anything or fenced in. And they wander in to be fed. And the people give you food pellets. And you literally just stand there and these beautiful giraffes come and take them out of your hand. Or if you're bold enough, put a pellet between your lips and they come and kiss you, as they say. They give you a Kenyan kiss.
Hang on a minute.
Just nick a pellet from your mouth.
I am willing to bet money that you've kissed a camel. Not a camel, a giraffe.
I have, and I can show you a photograph of it to prove it.
I bet you've kissed a camel as well, to be honest. But yeah, I know you must have kissed a giraffe. You wouldn't pass up on an opportunity like that, Andy.
No, exactly. Never overlook an opportunity, yeah? That's great. There's also a wonderful elephant orphanage here, and they do fantastic work. These rescued elephants or sick elephants, and they restore them back to health. And then reintroduce them back into the wild. And you get a chance. They open it for an hour at 11 o'clock every day. People go in there and you go sort of close up to these beautiful elephants. So that's wonderful. The Nairobi National Wildlife Park, massive conservation park here in Nairobi. There's the Nairobi National Museum, which has got like the Cradle of Mankind exhibits. You know, it's the oldest skeletons in the world were found here in Nairobi.
Kenya, there's so much. When you talk about, we're going to go and have a look, there's a lot of history to take in, and actually you go, there's pretty much all of history to take in Kenya.
Everything
humans have done kind of starts there, you know?
Yeah, you look at a skeleton that's, what is it, I don't know, 330 million years old, something like that. Wow. Maybe wrong. I may have missed a few million out. Joy Adamson, you know, the historic Joy Adamson, she started the Born Free thing. She started the Conservation for Lions. They've got a gallery there with her photos and paintings. And there is a complete history of Kenya too, which is, obviously quite complex, but very, very interesting. And talking of history, the old Norfolk Hotel here, 114 years old, beautiful colonial building, and it's an institution in Nairobi. Churchill, Chamberlain, Roosevelt, they all stayed here. So
everybody's there.
It's brilliant, yeah.
So that was Nairobi.
That was Nairobi.
And then you went to...
internal flight, little Cessna, landing on a grassy airstrip, which is, you know, pretty jaw-dropping anyway. And it's a place called Nanyuki, which is on the slopes of Mount Kenya, which is beautiful. And there's this extraordinary building. It's called the Mount Kenya Safari Club. And it's the former home of Hollywood actors William Holden and Stephanie Beecham.
Yes.
Stephanie Beecham of Heart to Heart fame, I believe. Is that
you don't,
right?
You don't have to tell me who Stephanie Beecham is.
Oh, yes. Well, William Holden and Stephanie were an item. And they had this home here, which... but they got heavily into wildlife conservation and they fell in love with Kenya. And they had this incredible place, 100 acres. And if only walls could talk, Russ, you know, because it's real Hollywood. They've got pictures, old photos of the Hollywood greats who came and stayed there. But the equator line is actually runs through the center of the property. So it's amazing. They do this ceremony. I'm sure you know about this scientifically, the equator ceremony, where you have two round basins with a drain hole in each. And one's on the northern hemisphere and one's on the southern hemisphere. And they're literally like 2 feet apart. And they pour water in. And as the water goes down the drain, the water in one goes clockwise, and then the other one, it disappears anti-clockwise.
Oh, that's just showing off.
I know.
I love physics.
It's fantastic to see that. Yeah, it's great. But they've also got this, they started, the Holdens, as I call them, started this massive ranch. So you can literally take a game drive through the ranch, and there's wildebeest, and there's all kinds of things. There's a thing called a bongo antelope, which I'd never heard of before.
I've heard of a bongo antelope.
Have you?
Yeah, I have. I can't for the life of me place why.
Beautiful animal.
Yeah.
Beautiful animal. And it's nearly extinct. So they're doing a great job reintroducing the bongo back again. But very romantic place, Russ. Weddings and honeymoons. It's great. We had a couple of nights there.
And then it was to the Masai Mara.
And then another flight, landing on another grassy strip and into the Masai Mara. The big finish, as I call it. Right on the banks of the Mara River. It's glamping in tents. It's the Mara Safari Club. And glamping into, well, I say tents. They're not really tents. When you've got a four-poster bed and all the trimmings in them.
Well, I wouldn't expect anything less for you, Andy, on your trips.
Absolutely. No, it's brilliant. And you get a four-wheel Land Rover, obviously. Big game drives every day. Into the Masai Mara, and you've got wildebeest, hippos, giraffe, zebra, the lot. You know, it's the whole cast of the Lion King, basically. And but I must tell you the truth, this happened to me yesterday. We drove in this Land Rover, and our guide, who's driving, he's a Masai, and he said, "We've got lions here, folks." And he drove the Land Rover to within 3 feet of a pride of lions. Two males, two females, and a bunch of cubs. And they looked up, and I couldn't believe it. And I said to him, "Are you sure this is not dangerous?" He says, no. He says, "Stay inside the vehicle, but literally they know we're not going to harm them. So they've seen us before. Don't worry about it." And I'm standing there in front of the king of the jungle, 2 foot away, 2-3 foot away from me, Unbelievable, just breathtaking time. I mean, it was marvelous. And these cubs are playing with each other, running around. You know, there's no fence. It's unbelievable.
They're lion cubs. They're just big kittens, really. That's all they are. They're just big kittens, man.
I know. One swipe of that, the male's paw, where you've been.
There you are then, experiencing beautiful things in Kenya. Now, in terms of the breast, I mean, we don't need to go into sort of to food. And we talk about the lodgings. You're in this four-poster bed in a beautiful tent in the savannah. I mean, it's gorgeous. Yeah. What about ease of getting to Kenya? I mean, is it in terms of like package deal kind of prices, really? I mean, are we looking stratospheric in cost?
I think, well, you know, you can get the plane to Nairobi, BEA and Kenya Airways do direct flights. It's about 600 quid, depending on the time you go. But the good thing about the equator is it's pretty standard temperature wise all year round. They only have two seasons here. They have a rainy season and a dry season. And in the rainy season, it's better because the animals come out, where in the dry season, they tend to hide away a bit more. Yeah. But, you know, £600 return, and then you can pick your choice as to what type of level of safari you do. But they all do them, and there's plenty of them. You know, it's great. Wow. And actually, I had dinner with Najib Balala very quickly. He's the government minister for tourism and wildlife, and he was really passionate about the fact that, you know, the Kenyans they're investing in Nairobi infrastructure and the conservation and security and safety is a big number for them. So a lot to look forward to.
Of course you had dinner with a government minister.
I did. Seriously, yeah. Lovely man.
Lovely, yeah, lovely. Really down to earth, this government minister, as I'm hanging around in my luxury tent. That's fantastic. Hey, listen, before you go, I know you always love a twin town. Nairobi's got twin towns, you know. Here's a couple. Let's see how many of these you've been to here. Mexico City.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mexico City is a twin town. Quite recent, that. There's Rio de Janeiro is a twin town for Nairobi.
Wow. Yeah,
and
there too.
And the oldest twin town that Nairobi has is Denver in Colorado. Because of all the wonderful skiing you can do and the Masai Mara.
Yeah, what a great... There's a match-up.
It's wonderful, isn't it, really? There you go. You have a wonderful time there, Andy. It sounds like you've had an extraordinary time already.
It has been great, it's been great,
Excellent.
And a couple of weeks and another bucket list to come.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I'll speak to you soon, my friend.
All right, mate. Good to speak.
There he goes. Wow. Meeting lions, kissing giraffes, sitting down for dinner with a government minister. Andy Marsak then in Kenya, different places in Kenya, and having a wonderful time doing it. A couple of weeks and he will be back on. I promise you that with the early clues. And thank you for your help for tracking him down where he was. Now, we've not had any early clues for the rewind tonight. And I'm way past time for pressing the button.
Shall I do it?